We continue Kiddush Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel Sif Tes Mutar Lamed Al Karem Kastis. One can stand on top of pillows and blankets Afilo Hein Shalar, even if they're made out of leather. Abu Tefilah Shemon Esrei by Shemon Esrei Also Lamed Al Shem Dabur. One shouldn't stand on top of anything. Ach Mish Ish Mitzunun. Unless somebody's concerned about getting a cold, then Mutar Lamed Al Tzasa Sofer. He could stand on top of grass. It's not appropriate to stand on top of something, on top of something, when you're davening. That's the way we stand in front of Hashem. Actually, Shal's Chuvas Chilkas Yaakov, based on this halacha, says that even though we're not allowed to wear, as we've learned, leather shoes, we may wear leather insoles in our shoes on Yom Kippur. Sif Yud, Kol Choylaf Pishem B'Sakonam. Anybody who's not well, even though it's not a Sakonam, he has some sort of something on his foot. A woman who just had a baby within the last 30 days. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Orbach, and the Mecha Shlomo says that nowadays that we have all these types of sneakers and shoes that are made out of different materials, not leather, but are most comfortable, then should not wear a leather shoe. Even these individuals should not wear leather shoes on Yom Kippur. Sif Yud Aleph, Osa Lishta Liga Bishta Filu B'Yoyim. One should not touch his wife even by day on Yom Kippur. V'yachzika Kol Yom Kippurim. She should be treated the entire Yom Kippur K'mo Nida like a Nida. Sif Yud Beis Mubaris Munakis. Women who are nursing or pregnant, Misanis Mishlims K'kol Adam, should fast a whole day. But a nursing woman whose baby is sick and refuses to nurse only from its mother, and if she'll fast, it could be dangerous for the child. And of course, in all these situations, one should check with a doctor who could evaluate the medical situation and then evaluate with a rav who could tell us what the halacha is. Also, in every situation, whatever person can do to avoid needing to eat or drink on Yom Kippur, that is what one should try to do. Sif Yud Gimel B'Meres Shericha Eza Machem. A pregnant woman who has a craving, Nisafsaloi, if you do, and it's known, Shem Ein Noslo Amashi Misava, if we won't fulfill her craving, he uvladim sukanim, she and her baby could be in danger. If she says, I must eat, we can't see it on her face, but we see that her face is changing. But she hasn't said anything. We whisper to her, Shayyim Yom Kippurim, that today is Yom Kippur. Sometimes that will cause her to not need to eat anymore. However, if that didn't work, the way we give it to eat is we put food in her mouth. Sometimes just one drop of food will make her calm down. However, if that doesn't work, we give her less than the shear. And if still that doesn't work, and we give her whatever she needs. Anybody who smells food, and we see the color of his face changes, he has a real desire for that food, that individual is considered masukenho. He's considered in a dangerous situation. And we act with that individual as we just said. As long as that hasn't yet happened, we don't give him to eat extra food. Even if he says, I need, we're not quick, of course, chas v'shalom, to violate Yom Kippur. Yeladis, v'kein chayla, Yeladis, v'kein chayla shesh b'sakana, if a Yeladis or somebody who has a sakana, linya chila v'shtila v'yom Kippur, as far as eating and drinking on Yom Kippur, Dina Kamai B'chil Shabbos, the halacha is like, the halacha is like Chilul Shabbos, Ella, the Le'inyan Achila, Ella, the Inyan Achila, Shtiya, Fil Kamaroi from Ayim Rishen Tzorach. Even if a number of doctors tell this patient that doesn't need to eat and drink, but Fila Ayim, even if the patients will say that Achila Shtiya Tazakloi, that actually the eating could be dangerous. V'chayla'im, and the chayla says that he does have to. V'filu'im ha'shadayim esukin, where he says that he is in a dangerous position. He says that if we won't give him to eat, he could end up being dangerously ill. Shayman loy, we listen to what he says. Machilan, I say we give him to eat. Kenyan achil v'shtiyah, when it comes to eating and drinking, who yoise maven alatzmai, a person understands better about himself. V'lev yedei mar snafshay, a person knows his situation better than anyone else. However, if it's a situation that the doctors say that eating is actually dangerous for him, then we should, of course, not give him to eat. Other circumstances, if he says that he needs to eat, we give him to eat, but we tell him that, remember that today's Yom Kippur, and when maybe that will cause that he should back off from being interested in eating. Also, when this is all regarding eating, that the halacha says that a person knows better what he needs than anyone else. But when we're speaking about medical procedure, the doctor knows better than the patient. When we give a pregnant woman or baby, woman that just had a baby or a sick person, we put the food in front of them. If you are convinced that you will be in danger, as much as you need, then keep on eating until you ate as much as you understand you need. But if you understand that you don't have to eat that much in one time, I say kach. Even though we're trying to prevent a person from eating, the halacha doesn't say that we should feed a patient through intravenous. And in fact, putting the intravenous into the patient's body comes with its own questions. But what is appropriate is that if a patient already has intravenous port from before Yom Kippur, that's what he should continue using on. That's what he should continue using on Yom Kippur. If that's, of course, a better way of getting nourishment on Yom Kippur. But we tell the patient, if you don't have to eat the whole shear one time, so he should eat only the amount of shnei shlish abeya, two-thirds of an egg. The shear on Yom Kippur is different than all normal shear. It's a little less than an egg, which is more than a kazayis. Because the shear on Yom Kippur, which is kosevis, the size of a groigris, is bigger. Because on Yom Kippur, it depends on your suvei dat, the what will satisfy us. V'yishakas, tzas, eat that much, then v'shuv yachal kach, and then eat again that much. V'yishaber achila l'achila, wait, achteim soif achil rishonim, atchilas achila shnid, there should be a time interval between the end of the first eating and the beginning of the second eating, the pal chachas shir k'day achilas pras, the amount of time to eat k'day achilas pras. Here too, there are many opinions: 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes, 9 minutes. Different shurim. What is the shir k'day achilas pras? And if you keep on doing this, you could eat many times. That there should always be a separation between eating this amount of time, k'shtei achila shem k'dei achilas pras mitstarfus k'shevus k'chilchas. Because if you eat within that amount of time, it's considered like you ate that entire amount in that time. Moreover, the halacha is a b'shtia yishtav a pamach tzas pachs v'mleim lugmav. Drink, you could drink a little less than your whole, than a cheekful. And again, yashagam k'tzas v'yachsav yishtav. But here the halacha is that eating and drinking don't combine. So if you ate, and now as we just learned, you have to wait k'dei achilas pras, but you could drink immediately. V'shtiyas elu yugam ken l'chol apokz k'dei achilas pras, v'akol ponam apokz k'dei shtiyas revias. That should be the amount of time between the drinking, the amount of time achilas pras, and the amount of time it takes to drink a revias. V'yesh l'shah k'dei mikapurim shirim elu, and klishos, somebody should measure all of this out, the amount of food that he could eat, the amount of liquid he could drink, all before Yom Kippur, k'dei sh'yedo al nochen, that he should be able to be prepared properly. There are certain foods that are not clear in what category they fall. Cheese is or sour cream are considered food. However, yogurt, some consider a mashka. And in general, any liquidy type of cereal or fruit juice might be considered a mashka. And as we're learning, achila and shtia have very different rules, both in amount of food and amount of time and in the amount of combination of achila and shtia.